702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Zane Killian, the man accused in that murder case of the top organized crime detective Shaul Kinnear, he appeared in absentia in the Bellville Regional Court yesterday. Cell phone analysis seems to still be outstanding in this case against the private investigator, and this cell phone analysis is absolutely crucial. In fact, an investigation into these phone records and the pinging of phones by News 24 journalists Jeff Wicks and Carl Cowan yesterday won them the prestigious Taco Caper Journalism Award. Really, really well deserved. You should go and read that story. I have shared a link to it. Another story on this in News 24 today about a secret report revealing how infighting in the police contributed to Kinnear's death. That's according to an internal probe. Jeff Wicks, the News 24 investigative journalist, joining us on the line now. Jeff, firstly, congratulations on your Taco Caper Award.
Thank you very much, Mandy. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the kind words in your introduction.
So you have stayed on the story and another report on this out from you today. What does this internal probe tell us?
So, Mandy, this internal probe is key because if you remember, in the wake of Shaul Kinnear's death, Betsy Pelley went and visited the Kinnear family. He promised that action would be taken, and he promised that he would get to the bottom of why Shaul Kinnear died without protection. And that report that we've reported on today is a product of that promise. And it's key because it's established that infighting within the police and factionalism allegations and counter-allegations of top police officials being involved in the criminal underworld has led to such rampant distrust that the warning that Shaul Kinnear was being tracked so avidly, allegedly, by Zane Killian went unheeded. And that lack of cooperation is certainly a contributing factor in his death.
And this is important because senior police received a warning 3 weeks before Kinnear was actually killed that he was being tracked, and yet no one seemed to act on this.
That's absolutely right. The inaction is where this report is going to come to a head. And there's three senior officers, among them former crime intelligence boss Peter Jacobs, who have been accused of misconduct on the basis that they failed to act when this warning came through and either place Shaul Kinnear under protection or take action against Zane Killian.
Jeff, what are the police saying about this officially? This is an internal probe that you've got your hands on. What are they saying about the findings of this report?
The police have been mum on this, Mandy, and this is a report which was produced in January. We've only managed to get our hands on it now, and there has not been a response forthcoming from the police on this. In the past, when we've reported on the three officers who faced misconduct charges over this report, the response has also been somewhat scant. The usual refrain is that matters between employee and employer are not for the public domain.
Well, in this matter, I think they certainly are for the public domain. So, Jeff, thank you very much for staying on this one. Jeff Wicks, News 24 investigative journalist there. Go read that story. And then go read that story that won him and Carl Cowan the Taco Caper Journalism Award yesterday. They detail all of the pinging of phones that led to this, the assassination of the top detective, Shaul Kinnear.